I'm Kelly.
And I'm Ray.
Welcome to the All Pass Cast.
Yeah, so today we are going to be talking about travel.
Travel and bed bugs.
Bed bugs mainly. Yeah. And what to look out for when you're traveling. That's the, I don't know, I can't tell you how many inspections I've gone on and treatments I've done from people that, whether it was staying in hotels or Airbnbs or just with family members that they didn't know had an issue. But yeah, I mean, bed bugs are called the hitchhiker bug for a reason.
Gross, yeah.
You're going to be saying gross a lot.
I am. So the first thing when traveling, the first thing before leaving your home would be to check the bed bug registry. So you just Google it, put in bed bug registry, click the link, and then it'll come up and ask where you're staying. So you put the hotel or Airbnb, and then you put the state that it's in, and it'll come up of any complaints that there have been of bed bugs, when they were. It goes a couple years back, as last time I checked as well. So that would be the first thing that I would do before.
And also, if anything ever does happen, report it.
Yeah, you can go
to that registry so that you can benefit other people.
Yeah,
in the future.
And then, so what would the first steps be once you arrive and check in?
Well, bed bugs are nasty. They really are. They've been around forever. Literally, they in dinosaur fossils. They've found fossils of bed bugs. They started out actually on bats in caves. So when humans moved into caves, the bat bugs, which are their close relative, the bat bugs transferred over into humans. And then as we moved out of caves, they followed us into all of our villages and
stuff.
Gross. Yeah.
Okay.
Bat bugs are still a thing, but they only affect bats. But unfortunately, they only start to leave signs behind and evidence after they've been in a place for probably almost a month. Or a professional can probably find them sooner. But if you pull into your hotel or your Airbnb, leave everything in the car and don't bring your bags inside. And, we're actually at the point now where our children can do the inspections of our rooms.
It's kind of weird how excited they get too about it. Like, let's check for the bed bugs. Let's make sure.
Yeah.
Well, you and I are like, please God, no. Don't have any.
Bed bugs sense body heat and carbon dioxide. And they want to stay as close to their food source, which unfortunately is us, as possible. So where you spend the most time without moving around or anything is going to be where they're centrally located. So for most people, that's their bed. It could also for some be a couch or a recliner. But when it comes to traveling, the bed is going to be the first place that you want to look. Unfortunately, it's not just the mattress. They're more likely to be in the box spring first and then the mattress. But you want to remove all linens, all the bedding, and start, if you're physically capable, start on the underside of the mattress. They like to have two sides of their body touching something at all times. So they want to tuck themselves in, especially, the seams around the top edge and bottom edge of the mattress, those where any of that stitching is. Even the tags that are on the mattress in there, or definitely the underside of a box spring. There's that kind of like see-through liner that's on there, or sometimes it's black, but in the edges of that where that's stapled or sewn in. And what it's the first thing you're going to look for, have plenty of pictures to show for that. But the first thing you're going to look for is their feces. And essentially, it's going to look like someone sprinkled pepper on the mattress. And mainly, you know, the corners around the seams, like I said, that's the areas that they congregate. So, you know, and if you can use, whether it's a paper towel or a tissue, or if you have gloves or something, if you were to touch that stuff, it'll smear and smudge.
So that's a good way to decipher whether or not it's
just
dirt and wasn't cleaned well compared to if it was left from a bed bug.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually have a problem when I am inspecting like senior living facilities, because as people get older, their body is breaking down and their skin is shedding, and so it's in those situations sometimes tough to decipher between things. But the bed bugs themselves, when they are fully grown, are about the size of an apple seed, or if you've ever seen a deer tick, about that same size. Unfortunately, the babies or nymphs can be as small as, you know, the head of a pin. So, and if they haven't fed on someone, they're almost translucent. They're almost see-through. So the babies can be really hard to see. But, you know, honestly, just to be safe, if you see what looks like I said, those small black spots like pepper on the mattress or box spring, I would just
ask for a new room.
Yeah. In a lot of those situations too, though, that it could mean there was a problem in the past years ago and they had it treated, because a lot of those places don't replace mattresses all that often. So it could have been treated in the past. And in that case, though, that evidence will still be there, and it doesn't necessarily mean there's an active problem, but just be safe and ask for a new place or a new room.
I love when you know you're getting
into the nasty stuff. Yeah, there's basically like two types of people. They either want to know all of it and think it's interesting and kind of gross, or there's people that don't want to know any of it and just want me to get rid of it. But as far as bed bugs and mating, the females, basically the first time they get impregnated, they stay pregnant the rest of their life cycle. So they only need to be mated with once, and they'll pretty much never stop laying eggs. I had to write some of this stuff down so that I wouldn't forget.
So a male jumps on and goes home with you, not going to be as bad of a situation as if a female is hopping a ride.
Right. So you only, you know, and unfortunately it can happen in places like a restaurant, a movie theater, a taxi cab, you know, anywhere that you're sitting for more than 15 or 20 minutes. You know, all you need to do, all that needs to happen is one female tucks into your shirt sleeve or into your, you know, your pants, wherever. You bring home one female, and there's a pretty good chance that
that's why I cringe, like, when you see eggs. People with blankets at the movie theater. Like, I know it gets cold, and I am one of the people who hate being cold, but every time I see that happen, I'm like, why would you do that? Don't do that. Do not bring a blanket with you.
Yeah.
So your own pillows, things like that when you're traveling, don't do it.
The females will produce anywhere from 1 to 7 eggs a day for 10 days after they've had a blood meal, which is once they've bitten someone. And then they will need to go bite someone again in order to start laying more eggs. But it's hard. So bed bugs don't have reproductive organs in that way. So they have an exoskeleton like most insects. They don't have bones or anything. It's just a hard shell on the outside. So what happens is the males literally impale the females in order to inseminate them. So
every man's dream, huh?
So every time the females get mated with, they're being stabbed. So it could kill them and increase their chance of dying. So once the females have become impregnated, they're trying to avoid the males, and the males are trying to follow them around. So they're going to kind of, the females are a lot more likely to wander and just lay eggs as they go. But with that said, they're still going to stay as close to you as possible. So it's going to start, like I said, in your mattress or your box spring, and then slowly move out as the problem gets worse.
So we get calls a lot where people, even if they've checked at where they were staying, they didn't see anything, and then they get home. And, you know, the wife calls me and she's like, it's just weird. I don't know if this is what we're dealing with because I'm the only one getting bit. And that's when I, you know, we're warmer. We give off more heat. They like us more, unfortunately. And usually we get to those inspections and they do indeed have bed bugs. And the husband is like, really? And doesn't believe because he hasn't had any signs. So just because the male isn't getting any types of bites or anything doesn't mean you don't have a problem.
Yeah, in general, females, human females, run anywhere from 1 to 3 degrees warmer than men do. So, you know, I've seen plenty of instances. I've actually been able, in more than one occasion, been able to tell the homeowner which side of the bed each of them sleep on, because the woman's side of the bed will have evidence, and that's where I'll find the bed bugs, and the man's side has nothing.
So when you say evidence, other than what you just described, when you're looking at a hotel, what once they get their blood meal and stuff and an infestation is starting, what do you typically see?
So they go through, from the time the egg hatches, they go through 5 growth stages. And like a lot of other insects, or might be more relatable, like a snake or a lizard, as they're growing, they shed their exoskeleton, which is, it's called molting. So those will get left behind wherever, you know, the shedding happens. So a lot of times, you know, I've treated entire 3,000 square foot homes because I found one shedding in the living room. And, you know, in that case, it's hard to kind of convince the people that I promise you there's a problem, because I can't show them more than this little tiny piece of skin is what they're seeing. But yeah, so they'll leave behind basically a shadow version, a little outline version of themselves as they're growing. But same thing with the nymphs. You know, the females can't lay more eggs until they've had a blood meal, where the nymphs can't move on to their next growth stage unless they've bitten someone as well. So, you know, if there's no food source available, you know, say you go on vacation for a couple of weeks, or other cases I've seen where people did kind of realize they had something going on, so they decided to just go move into another room of the house. They'll essentially just shut down, and not if you move to another room of your house, they're going to follow you to that room because they can sense your body heat. But, you know, say a house becomes vacant all of a sudden, every bed bug, once they can't sense any more carbon dioxide, they're going to go dormant. And they can be dormant for up to a year. And if a new family moves in, they're all of a sudden all going to wake back up. And
we get that a lot. Landlords call us a lot with that, saying like, hey, you know, the last people didn't complain, and then these new people just moved in. And it's very evident that it's been there for a while once you get there. So,
yeah. The other thing to look out for, and this is more if you're, I guess, traveling, but in your own home, you know, as you're changing your sheets or making the bed, seeing any sort of blood spots or smears of blood that don't make sense if you don't have, you know, any open cuts or something, you know, anything that could potentially be bleeding on your body, that's usually a red flag as well. So when they're actually biting you, they're looking for capillaries in your skin, which is an easier spot for them to extract your blood. So a lot of times, and this is one of the first things people see when they look it up online, but a lot of times people will have multiple bites in a row. So if you wake up and or you're taking a shower or whatever and realize that you've got these three red bumps right next to each other, you know, typically they're going to be not more than a half an inch apart, kind of in a straight line, maybe not perfectly straight, but in a straight line. And that's usually not a good sign either. So yeah, they're going to, you know, they'll kind of test your skin out. And if it's not the right spot, they'll move over a little bit and try again. So in most cases, they're getting multiple spots in a row. Yeah,
and the bites can look different too, depending on the person.
Just like a mosquito bite or right, a spider bite, everyone's physical reaction is different. Some people don't react at all. The worst case I've ever seen, this elderly couple had been living with bed bugs for years, probably 2 or 3 years.
Oh, that's so sad.
They had to know what was going on, but to look at them, I you know, looked at their arms and legs, and they had no visible bites, but they were literally getting eaten alive every night. So, you know, you can't just rely on
right,
seeing it physically on your body.
And it's hard too, because when clients call, one of the first things I'll say, if it's not the person I'm talking to, saying, oh, well, my daughter's getting better, my son's getting better, I'll ask for pictures, you know. I'm like, hey, do you have any pictures of the bites? And can you just zoom in and send it to me? And sometimes they're like, yeah, sure. You know, they think it's weird, but it helps. Then I, you know, look at it and I'm like, oh, I think it is. And I'll send it to you for verification. But don't ever think it's weird if you call me and I say, can you send me a picture? Just to see if we're dealing with spiders, bed bugs, or, you know, any of the bites. So.
And that can kind of complicate things too, though. Yeah. I mean, we've had plenty of instances where, you know, the internet is your best friend and your worst enemy. There's a real psychological condition that revolves around insects and especially bed bugs or things that can bite you. You know, I've seen plenty of people convince themselves that they have a problem when they actually don't. You know, they're finding, looking for and searching for red bumps on their body. And a lot of times it could be anything.
I mean, currently we have two clients right now that they really think that they do. We've been there several times and they definitely don't. Yeah. But I get the being terrified and that feeling that you get inside of thinking that something like that's going on. So I would rather, all right, and I'll send Ray again. Let's take a look, even though we know that they're fine.
Well, the other problem is that a lot of what you read online will tell you that no matter what, if you have bed bugs, it's going to cost you thousands of dollars. You're going to have to throw away all of your furniture, replace everything in your home. That's not necessarily the case. Right. Those are very severe instances. If you know, if you have a professional that knows what they're doing and is conscious about not making someone replace all their furniture, honestly, from my perspective, that would be the easiest thing for me. If I just say, go in and say, yeah, no, and just throw that couch out, get a new one. That would be easiest, but it's not practical for most people, and it's not realistic, and it's not necessary all the time.
Right. Well, and yeah, not everybody has money to just go get a new couch, you know, so it's not feasible for people.
In most cases, if it's been under 6 months that they've been in your home, there's a pretty good chance that you're not going to have to replace anything. Yes, there's costs that are involved besides paying the pest control professional. In almost every case, we recommend bed bug covers, mattress covers and box spring covers, which even if you've never had an issue in the past, it is a good idea to get them, $40 to $50, and you can cover your box spring and mattress. If you are doing that, please make sure that they have a zipper to seal. If it's Velcro, it will not work. But yeah, other than a lot of laundry and maybe buying some covers for the beds in your home, there aren't too many other outward costs, unless it's really severe. And in that case, you knew you had them
yeah,
at that point.
Yeah.
So
let's, if people want to stay on precaution and they get home from vacation, they didn't see anything, no one had any bites, but they're still like freaking out and they just want to make sure. What would you recommend they do with all of their stuff and everything when they get home?
Everything that can be run through the dryer needs to be, not the washer. You can wash it after.
Right.
The dryer is the first thing. As far as cockroaches, bed bugs, almost all insects, heat is by far the best way to kill them. So for almost every residential dryer that you'd have in your home, high heat for 20 minutes minimum, and nothing's going to survive and there won't be anything to worry about. The problem comes with luggage and bags, if it's
stuff that can't go in the dryer.
Right. So
I had one client, she found one in her makeup container a couple of years ago and freaked out. Yeah. Which I would have too. I don't blame.
That it's hard because, online will tell you to tie it in a black trash bag and put it outside in the sun for an hour. But if it's August, July or August, that can work right, because the temperature will get above 120 degrees. But if, it's the middle of the winter, that's
right,
not going to work.
Right.
And cold does not kill them.
Right.
If you have a back deck or porch, you can't just go put everything outside in February and expect that they're going to freeze to death. They're not. I've actually done my own experiments and frozen live bed bugs solid in a block of ice and for a week. I took them out of the freezer, let it thaw out, and they all started moving around again.
Yeah.
If you're really, really, really concerned and are almost positive that you came from a place that did have bed bugs, you may have to get rid of some luggage.
Yeah.
But as far as clothing, everything's fine. It's just needs to be put through the dryer, and then you can wash and dry it as needed.
And they do sell heat boxes as well that you can kind of put that stuff in. If you have the funds for that, that would be an option of when you get home, have something like that in the garage that you can just plug in and put all of your stuff in, and that'll kill anything coming. Now, let's talk about treating it yourself. Is when, I know we talked about this before with roaches, but it's same with bed bugs. Why is that a bad idea? Why should we not do it? Is it something from Home Depot actually going to take care of the problem? Why should they call us instead of just going to Home Depot and buying what's on the shelf?
Yeah, please don't. Please don't treat it yourself. There are so many, it's hard because places like Home Depot or Lowe's, you walk in there and there's a 100-foot-long aisle of pest control products, and there's dozens and dozens of products for bed bugs specifically, and it will make you believe that you can get rid of it yourself. Or the internet again, I can't tell you how many places I've walked into and they have diatomaceous earth
everywhere,
which is just literally silica powder. It's crushed up shells and glass, and you have that all over your house. You're breathing it in. The only way that stuff works is if the bed bugs actually physically crawl through it, and it's not realistic as far as totally getting rid of them. The bigger problem comes when people try to use chemicals that they bought from the store, because they're not strong enough in general, and the application process, you know, if you don't know what you're doing, where you're applying it, where you're looking and where you should be applying it, it's not going to work. And the bigger problem, because they've been around for so long, with cockroaches, bed bugs especially, they develop a resistance to chemicals within one generation. So the biggest thing that drives me nuts is foggers.
Yes.
What normal people refer to as bombing your house. Don't use those for anything ever. They, you know, the nature of the fogger, it's placed in the center of a room and it's essentially a chemical fountain that's dispersing chemicals into the air, covering all the surfaces of your home with chemicals. And they're not getting into the places they need to get into. Bed bugs aren't just sitting on top of your couch waiting.
Right.
They're tucked into all the cracks and crevices. So
then you're getting that chemical not only on all your surfaces, but then your children are home, your animals are home. When you're finished, everyone's touching that stuff.
Yeah.
Kids put their fingers in their mouth constantly.
Right. You're unnecessarily exposing your entire family to chemicals that you don't need to.
Right.
Even worse, as far as the bed bugs go, a lot of those products that are at commercially available stores are in the same family of products, of the things that we would use professionally. They're just at a lower concentration. So, you know, say you do use one of those foggers, and then that night you go to sleep, and which... Side note, their bed bugs are active between like midnight and 5 a.m. They've developed that because that's when humans are in their deepest cycles of sleep. So, you know, then you go to bed that night, those bed bugs come out. They will come into contact maybe with what you use from the store. But if it doesn't kill them, which it probably won't, they develop a resistance to those chemicals so quickly. Their offspring are born resistant to that chemical. So, you know, if I go into a place that has a problem, especially with bed bugs, and they tell me they've tried everything they could, they've bought every product available, they've been trying to get rid of them themselves for the last 6 months, I know right away it's going to be much more difficult and more time consuming. It's going to take longer for us to be able to get rid of them.
Yeah. Well, and then we have to, and I always feel bad when this happens, because I know like they're looking for the cheapest solution and everyone's told pest control companies charge so much to do it, But in the end, you end up spending more money. You know, we have to charge you more because we can't just come in and get rid of the problem. We have to make several visits, a few inspections to make sure that we're getting rid of them for you. And you already spent all that money on the stuff that's not working. So I hate when people use the stuff and then we have to charge more. I would rather call us for the inspection. Let us just come and see. And, you know, you're always so honest, too. Like, we're not going to tell you you have them if you don't. So it's nice to know. So with that
being
said,
I can't speak for others.
That's what I was going to say. So is there a way for the homeowner, let's say the tech doesn't take pictures, and I mean, which you're great at taking pictures and showing the homeowners what's going on, but let's say they're not. Or someone says, I don't want to see any pictures, and they're totally freaked out, and it makes it easier for another company to lie to them. Is there a way for them to know that they're not being lied to and that that company isn't making anything up and that they should be spending the money, other than getting maybe more than one opinion?
Definitely a second opinion, which unfortunately other places will charge for an inspection, so you might be out a little bit of money. We do not charge for inspections. They're totally free.
Trust me, I don't understand why you would charge for inspections.
Yeah, they're totally free, but second opinion is the best thing, you know, the easiest, most straightforward. I would say if it comes down to bed bugs, you can't be that person that says, I don't want to know, I don't want to see it.
Right.
If someone is in your home and they say they found something, show me.
Right.
That's needs to be your response. Show me where, show me why, or tell me why. Make them explain it.
Because we've even seen where someone was told that they had them and, you know, hey, did you see any pictures? Oh, they'll send it later. Like, you need to know it was your home that that picture was taken in. You need to know that it came off of your mattress or your couch. It makes the job sometimes a little bit difficult. I know when people are following you around and constantly looking at what you're looking at. But when it's your home, you should be. You need to know that it was coming from your home.
Absolutely. And I have, unfortunately. We've seen plenty of instances where someone had paid another company hundreds, if not thousands of dollars to have their home treated. And then I've come in after the fact and had to break the news to them that they never had a problem
to
begin with.
Yeah.
I've also heard stories, which these are anecdotal. I don't have proof, but from other people in the industry that have worked for other companies, I've heard stories of people going as far. That's the thing, you know, things like cockroaches and bed bugs. If we're going to be totally honest with people, yes, from our perspective, they are the things that we technically, I guess, make the most money on.
Yeah, you can charge the most for those.
You can charge the most for it
based
on people's fear and based on people's disgust.
Well, and the amount of work
so,
it takes. And
right.
For
and,
us.
And we're much cheaper than pretty much everybody around us. But I forgot where I was going with that. What was the original question?
About other companies.
Proving it. Yeah. Okay. So sorry. The stories of of other people. So there was a company in the upstate New York area that was known for they would have bed bugs with them in a glass, in a vial or a pill container or bag or wherever however they stored them. They would show up to a property, and if there wasn't actually a problem, whether the homeowner or whoever was in the other room or not paying attention, they would dump these bed bugs out on the floor and say, "Oh, look, here you go, I found one."
Yeah.
If they are able to show you an adult bed bug, they should also be able to show you on your furniture where they're
that
harboring
evidence.
Where that came from. You're not going to find adult bed bugs without seeing other signs of them besides.
Right. So other signs of their growth.
Again, don't just glance at it and say, "Ew, gross, oh my God, do whatever you have to do. I'll give you all the money in my bank account."
Yeah.
Because I've heard that.
Yeah.
Say, "Show me."
Yeah.
Can I see where? Or did you find anything else?
Well, and that's our biggest reason too for our technicians not being paid on commission.
Yeah.
I never want it to be about the money when they're at a person's home. I want it to be about that client and making sure that they care when they step in the door. And when you take the money out of that, I think people's mindset changes a little bit. You know,
absolutely.
Like, I mean, if your paycheck sucks, but you know, if you sell 5 bed bug jobs that week that you're bringing home a pretty good paycheck, you're going to have a vial of them with you and be dishonest. And we would never have someone like that, but that's where that comes from. And so I think taking the money out of that part of it, and that's why we will never offer commission-based jobs to our employees, because I don't want it to be about that. I find it disgusting that when we first heard that, I was appalled that another company would even do that. But some people suck. No morals, I guess.
I was told that story, and then a week later saw in the Post Standard a half-page article featuring the company that I was told about. And that company was speaking on the bed bug epidemic that's plaguing Syracuse. It's not any different than it was 10 years ago or 20 years ago. They're always around. It's always a potential issue. Don't let anyone scare you into something. Just, you know, get proof. Yeah.
Well, it is a very scary experience. So nasty story, but you were at a really bad infestation and had to come home quickly and get me. I was pregnant for our last child, our daughter, and was sick. So Normally, he strips right there. We get everything in the dryer when he gets home. But that day, I had to be brought to the hospital, and you were panicking and freaking out and didn't change. You were in the house, what, 5-10 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
And a couple days later, I was laying on the couch because I couldn't sleep and saw something run across my pillow. And I took a picture because I already knew, but I was like, there's no way. Like, that would not happen to us. And yeah, took a picture. You came flying. We do not have a big house, but he came flying into the room. Where did you see that? You got it right away, killed it.
She was balled up in the corner.
I was in a corner.
Hugging her knees, crying.
Yeah. And yeah.
And we do it for a living.
Yeah. So. But when you see it in your own home, and I'm glad that experience happened to us in the sense that I can relate now when I get that call and someone's freaking out, I'm no longer like, oh, you're a bit dramatic. Like, I get it now.
Yeah.
And yeah, I got our stuff and what I could, and I took me and the kids went to your parents for a few days. And I'm one of the ones that just said, get rid of our couch, everything. And you were like, babe, that's not necessary. It was mail. Like, we're fine. I didn't care. We cannot afford a new couch, none of that, but I didn't care. But my biggest reason for getting rid of that couch, do you remember it was the pullout couch with the metal?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. About how they can get into those things. It was a pullout couch with the mattress.
Yeah, so a lot of the expertise that I have comes from trial and error over the years, or learning hard lessons. I had a rental property that had bed bugs. We did the initial treatment, came back, did a second treatment 2 weeks later. And then the tenants were saying they were still getting bit. So I came back to do an inspection. I could not find anything live anywhere on the bed frame, the mattress, the box spring, the furniture, nowhere. And ended up finding the remaining live bed bugs were in the curtain rod above the bed. I had taken down just to look at the backside of the curtains, and it was that, tube aluminum curtain rod that's in almost every home, and they were inside of the curtain rod tube. So then from that point on, I started, a lot of college, whether it's college kids or children's bedrooms, or even just less expensive bedroom furniture is made. The bed frames are that tubular aluminum. And, you can think that your mattress is clean and the box spring is clean and not see anything, and they will survive inside of that. I've had to physically dismantle wooden bed frames because the joints where as you're assembling it and putting in those big bolts that hold the bed frame together, the joints in the wood, the bed bugs can squeeze themselves down and get in between those. What other kind of things? Particle board or plywood. Sometimes people that have a bad back or whatever will put a piece of plywood in between their mattress and their box spring, and they're in the knots of the plywood, or those ladder style planks that go down on the bed frame before you put the mattress down. Again, the pieces of fabric that hold those planks together, they'll be in between the wood and those pieces of fabric. They can pretty much get into anything, for the most part.
So tell us a story. What's one of the worst bed bug infestations that you've ever seen? What did you walk into to see what was happening? I already think I know which one.
No, you know which one.
Yeah.
There's a couple, but that elderly couple I was talking about earlier that didn't really show any physical outward signs of having a problem. They didn't have bite marks on them or anything. But so in a normal situation, let's say the bed bugs have been in the home for 6 months, I will expect to maybe find a few casings or sheddings, that skin where when they molt, a few here and there or around. In this instance, I usually in an inspection, I'll start in the bedroom. So I went to their bedroom. They had a double bed, and I moved the bed frame over, and there was a perfect outline in the shape of the bed, and the casings or sheddings from the bed bugs were about an inch and a half deep on the floor. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
never even close before or since. Yeah. And, normally bed bugs they'll avoid pets because they don't like thick hair. That's actually why our bodies still have hair on them, is specifically for bed bugs, because you're more likely to feel it crawling across your skin with the hair on your arms and legs. So they'll normally avoid pets and animals, but in this case, the couple had two cats, and the cats' beds were bloodstained. The cats had welts all over them. The landlord that owned that building, I had known for quite a few years at that point, and when he saw the look on my face, and I told him that this is absolutely the worst I've ever seen, he said, "Well, then, Ray, what do we do?" And I said, "Do you have fire insurance? Yeah. Because we should probably just burn it to the ground." Yeah. It's a joke.
Joke, right.
I don't want the landlord to burn buildings down. But honestly, I at first, I didn't know how to approach it because, again, the people are in their 80s.
Right.
They don't have anywhere to go.
Well, and the prep work alone that it takes to help get rid of the situation when someone's elderly or disabled or doesn't have help it's a lot.
Right.
It's a lot.
And they obviously had no immediate family or anyone that ever visited them.
Right.
Because if anyone did, they would have noticed what was going on immediately. Luckily, is a great guy, this landlord. So he put them up in a hotel for a while. It was a little over a month. But in that case, we had to gut the entire house. They had to rip out all the drywall and take the house down to the studs. They pretty much burned all the furniture in the backyard. Even then, once the drywall was removed, the 2x4 joints inside the wall were black with bed bug feces. So
that's insane. It's crazy.
It was yeah. Absolutely insane. In that instance, it took a while, but we still got rid of them. Those people didn't have to move. They were able to live in that home. But there, it goes both ways where there are people that don't necessarily have a problem, but have either researched or read themselves into a state of panic and they're convinced. And I've also had instances where, the landlord brings me there for an inspection and the tenant immediately opens the door and says, "I don't have any bugs. There's no bugs in here. I've never had a bug in this house in my life ever." And okay, let me go take a look.
Yeah.
And the guy I'm thinking of,
yep.
I lifted his, it wasn't the greatest living situation, but his mattress had kind of folded over on itself. So I lifted the fold of the mattress and there were two or three dozen adult bed bugs right there. And so I said, "Sir, let me show you this. See every one of those little black dots? Those are all bed bugs, each one of them." And he said, "Oh, I thought those were ticks."
So either way, why would you want?
First of all, from a health standpoint, ticks are much, much worse than bed bugs.
Right.
They carry diseases. They embed themselves in your skin. Lyme disease sticks with you forever.
Yeah.
Ticks are hands down worse if you had somehow had an infestation of them in your house,
right.
Which doesn't happen, but those are worse. But, you know, in that instance, that guy knew. And to be fair, he was developmentally disabled and didn't really have anyone that was checking in on him or any caseworkers or anything that cared enough to see what was going on. But
well, and on top of that, too, some landlords just aren't the greatest. And people get scared to call their landlord and say, hey, I think I might have this problem, because they're worried about, am I going to get evicted? Am I going to have to pay for this?
Yeah.
So it's hard, because we've seen that often where the landlord just sucks. And we understand why maybe the tenant isn't reporting it, you know? But in that case, then you just get the inspection done and pay for it yourself.
That,
like, don't live like that.
And with unfortunately, a lot of things that we deal with when it comes to pest control or having issues like that, there's a stigma attached to all of it.
Right.
You know, in the past, in years past, my parents never had any logos on their vehicles or sign,
right.
You know, any signage on their vehicles. And I heard from a lot of people that they were grateful for that, because they didn't want the pest control truck parked in front of their house, because they didn't want their neighbors to think that they were gross.
Yeah.
Even something like bed bugs, they do not discriminate.
Right, they don't care.
It has nothing to do with your your living situation. It has nothing to do with how clean or dirty you are. If you have blood in your body, they like you
as much as
anybody else.
Yeah.
So they're, you know, you didn't do anything wrong. It's not your fault. You sat down in the wrong place, or you slept.
Or the one job, the daughter loved thrift stores, which you know I do as well, but when you are going to those types of places, you don't know where that stuff is coming from.
Yep.
So to take the precaution of the clothing, putting in the dryer, I no longer will buy used furniture from there. And we've bought stuff off the marketplace, and I'm like, you need to check that before we purchase it, for that reason. But yeah, if you're a big thrift store shopper, that's something you really need to be thinking about too, is, you don't know where that stuff came from in the living situation.
Those are some of the first questions I'll ask people.
Yeah.
Have you bought any used furniture recently? Not necessarily electronics. That goes for cockroaches.
Right.
But, you know, used furniture, used clothing, used books, even from a garage sale.
I never thought about
books.
Yeah.
Books from a garage sale, anything like that, buying furniture from Rent-A-Center or a place like that will rent a couch for a year and then sell it to someone. You know, be very careful with that kind of stuff. You know, at least with clothing from a thrift store, you can, when you get home, just throw it in the dryer and you don't have to worry about it. But
The one client I'm thinking of, their daughter just, you know, very well-off family in Manlius, the mom was freaking out. She's like, I don't understand, you know? And like, we had to explain to her, again, they don't discriminate, but she was buying end tables and nightstands and things like that. And that's how they ended up in the home.
Yeah, it amazes me. If your situation allows, please do not ever grab furniture off the side of the road.
Yes.
Your father
loves it
all the time. He loves springtime in the neighborhood he lives in, because everyone is allowed to just put whatever they don't want out to the road. And, you know, there a lot of times there's a reason that couch is out at the road, or those mattresses.
If you are getting rid of a mattress, cut something through it instead.
So I also learned that lesson the hard way treating an apartment. It was an older lady who had no other means of disposing of her mattress and box spring. So I told her I would take it out to the road for her, brought the mattress out, leaned it up against the telephone pole, went back inside to get the box spring, came out, and someone had already grabbed the mattress and loaded it up and driven off. So from that point forward, if I ever did that, I took a razor knife and I cut a huge X all the way across the mattress. But it goes for everything. Like you said, end tables, dressers, yeah. mattresses. You know, again, you now that you know, you can visibly inspect things and look for those little black spots. But that's not always a guarantee. Right. And yeah, if you can help it, don't take free furniture.
Yeah. You're right. My father does love that.
Yeah. They just, the way they reproduce amazes me. And, you know, the average lifespan of a bed bug is about a year. Like I said before, they can lay 1 to 7 eggs in a 10-day period. So over the course of a year, they'll average about 115 eggs. You know, and in nature, a lot of times eggs don't necessarily mean that it's going to turn into a living organism, but with bed bugs, they have a 97% rate of hatching. So almost all of those eggs are going to turn into bed bugs. And, you know, then the females will also mate with their own offspring, so they never have a shortage of males to impregnate them, and it can get really out of control really quick. You know, moving to a different room, sleeping in a different room of the house is not a solution.
Right. On average, what would you, for most people, where would you say they start to see that they might have an infestation? If it's someone who, you know, outside a lot, gets a lot of bug bites, things like that, what would you say the average is where they're like, wait, I might have a problem, about how many months in?
Probably about a month, you know, 3 to 4 weeks. I can start to find outward signs of them. You know, if it's an instance where you just bring home one from the wrong whatever, movie yeah. theater, hotel, you just bring home one, in that instance, it's going to take a little while.
Right.
But if it's a case where you let someone stay at your house for a week and they brought in a bunch of them with all of their belongings, that's going to happen a lot quicker. But yeah, things like noticing bites and signs on your furniture, that's going to take 3 to 4 weeks at least. Probably for the average person, more like a couple months, you know, being that you're not getting bit every single night. You're not going to wake up every morning with bumps all over you. It's going to be every few days or once a week or every, you know, a week and a half. And, so yeah, just keep an eye on things like that.
Yeah, and don't ever hesitate to call even if you're not sure.
Yeah.
I would so much rather have them have an inspection and know that they don't have anything
right.
and feel good than to going to bed and your skin's literally crawling because you're freaking out.
Yeah.
So that's all I got.
Yeah. Travel safe.
Yeah.
Check your beds.
For sure. And thanks for joining us.